BioInsights Podcast.
This episode is called Developing Novel Radio Immunotherapy Combinations for Lung Cancer Treatment. I'm Lauren Coyle, the Commissioning Editor of Immuno-Oncology Insights, and today we will delve into the difficulties and potential advancements in optimising combinations for radioimmunotherapy, highlighting the significance of personalised treatment strategies and cross-disciplinary collaboration in enhancing patient outcomes. Joining me is Jo Chang, a clinical thoracic oncologist at the MD Anderson Cancer Centre. Jo has led a randomised study comparing IO and SABR in combination compared to SABR alone in early stage lung cancer. He was the first to document the advantage of incorporating IO in the treatment of early stage non-small cell lung cancer with SABR. Thank you for joining me today, Jo. I thought we could start with you telling us a bit about your career and what you're currently working on.
Yeah, I'm a physician scientist focused on clinical research. I have my medical degree and also have a PhD degree in cancer biology and a master's degree in immunology. So I have worked in the lung cancer. I'm a radiation oncologist for lung cancer for now more than 20 years now. As we all know, lung cancer, the immunotherapy changing the landscape of lung cancer management. As a radiation oncologist in the past 2 decades, the technology really changed in the way we treat the lung cancer. So we can deliver much, much higher dose to the lung cancer, improve local control in the meantime, minimize the toxicity. So the question is, how do we combine these two modality to make patient outcome better? So that's why I start to pay attention to the lung cancer treatment with immunotherapy, and then start to think about how do we combine with radiation therapy. So that's why when the STOTAX radiation therapy started in lung cancer for early stage lung cancer, I'm one of the pioneers of STOTAX radiation therapy for lung cancer. So next question is, how do they combine them? Because we know after STOTAX radiation therapy, the local control is 95% and above. However, cancer still can recur in a different location or regional. So the question is, how do we reduce that kind of recurrence, even for secondary lung cancer? So the idea is, how about combined with immunotherapy? So that's why I'm starting working together, and then eventually, how do we combine stage 3 lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer? So that's why it started.
So then how do you approach the selection of specific radioimmunotherapy combinations, and what factors do you consider in designing these protocols?
Well, I think the immunotherapy of lung cancer start with stage 4 lung cancer. We showed a promising value impact of progression-free survival and overall survival for stage 4 lung cancer. And then gradually we want to know what happened in stage 3 lung cancer. As we all know, Pacific study show concurrent chemo radiation therapy for stage 3 lung cancer followed by adjuvant immunotherapy significantly improved progression-free survival over survival. That is a milestone for lung cancer, achieved 43% of 5-year survival. That's amazing data. So the next one is, how about early stage lung cancer? Historically, some people feel that early stage lung cancer has a less chance to match. So immunotherapy may have less impact in terms of clinical outcome for early stage lung cancer. But I don't believe that concept, because I feel that if local control is so great, immunotherapy may also more helpful potentially to improve clinical outcome, because we control locally almost close to 95 or above. Then if we immunotherapy take care of other recurrence such as regional, distant, or even secondary malignancy, the outcome could be even better. So that's the idea that we decided to use combination of immunotherapy with a STOTAX radiation therapy in early stage lung cancer.
What are the current challenges associated with radioimmunotherapy, considering potential synergies and conflicts between these treatment modalities, and what promises are there to overcome these?
I think most challenging part is how to optimize the combination. I mean, people naturally think 1 + 1 always is at least equal to 2 or higher than 2, but not necessary. When you combine the two modality, toxicity could increase, but efficacy-wise, it really depends on how do you optimize. So I think when you look at the literature for stage 3 lung cancer, well, Pacific study is promising, which showed an outstanding outcome. However, Pacific 2, when they offer concurrent immunotherapy, then the result is not improved. Same thing for stage 4 lung cancer. Some data show they improve clinical outcome. Some papers show it doesn't, and particularly recent published randomized study. So the question is how to optimize. I'm a true believer that radiation therapy is not only a single drug. It depends on what kind of dose, what kind of regimen to treat which site, and what kind of disease, what kind of cancer, what kind of biology, what kind of stage, and what kind of a patient's immunological background. So to choose a proper cancer, a proper patient, that is crucial, and also importantly, choose a proper radiation regimen. So I think that's all important part for us to develop optimized combination of immunotherapy and radiation therapy.
Can you share any insights on how combination therapies have impacted patient outcomes in your research?
Yes, as I mentioned before, we combine immunotherapy, PD-L1 immunotherapy with the stereotactic ablative radiation therapy in early stage lung cancer. So as we mentioned, the SABA, which is called stereotactic ablative radiation therapy, has been standard of care for early stage lung cancer that have been shown have better overall survival and progression-free survival compared with standard. Previous standard, 60-grade inserted fraction. So, but still have a 30% of patients recur either distantly, regionally, or have a secondary lung cancer that roughly 2-3% per year. So the idea is how to reduce that kind of recurrence. So our data combine stereotactic radiation therapy plus minus immunotherapy. The data published last year in Lancet shows progression-free survival or event-free survival has been significantly improved. The hazard ratio is 0.38. That is an amazing hazard ratio. So this is the first time in literature to show the immunotherapy combined with stereotactic radiation therapy worked very, very well in early stage lung cancer, which historically people have a little bit of doubt about whether immunotherapy would be that much helpful for early stage lung cancer. So our paper is the first randomized study to prove that yes, it worked. It worked quite well. So I think that's the unique part of it, to combine those two in early stage lung cancer.
As collaboration is often essential in research, how do you work with other professionals to enhance the effectiveness of the combination therapies?
Well, for sure, radiation therapy, we are the expert, but we also need a technology to develop. So we need to work with medical physicists to develop novel technology like stereotactic radiation therapy, tumor motion management, and proton treatment or particle therapy. Yes, we need to work closely with our medical physics colleague for technology development. In the meantime, immunotherapy definitely is our expertise for immunotherapy is medical oncologist and also immunologist and biologist. So we have to work closely with our medical oncologist colleague, our immunologist and biologist together. In fact, in our paper, iSABA paper, we work closely with our medical oncologist with the team. And also now we are working on our immunologist to develop a new bio or immunological marker to guide our individualized treatment. In the meantime, we also work on our AI expert to develop modeling about patients who will benefit the most from immunotherapy, who may not need immunotherapy. As I know, for early stage lung cancer, about 50% of patients, they never recur. After stereotactic radiation therapy, they are cured or they never recur. So this group of people do not need immunotherapy. So how do we identify this group of people? So that's the thing, we work closely with our AI colleague and also medical oncologist and also biologist, immunologist to develop modeling for individualized iSABA approach.
And then how do you stay updated on the latest advancements in the field and integrate these into your research?
I think the most important part is first of all to to make the new standard of care for using the immunotherapy and radiation therapy in early stage lung cancer? And also, how do we use the lesson we learn from stage one and stage three to apply for stage four? Currently, the positive randomized study from combined immunotherapy and radiation therapy come from stage one, two, and stage three when we combine. For stage four lung cancer, while the data is still quite controversial. Some data reported positive results, some data report negative results, although they are all smaller randomized study. So I think the key thing here is from lesson we learned from stage one, three, and in my view, we need to deliver comprehensive ablative dose or definitive dose to maximize immunostimulation effect and also maximize the cytoreduction effect of radiation therapy. Because we know cytoreduction effect by itself is important for cure the cancer, to reduce the tumor burden, which is important for tumor progression, which also important for to release the immunosuppression for stage four lung cancer. So in my view, we should explore further to validate the concept about ablative dose, definitive dose, combined with immunotherapy whenever possible for stage four lung cancer. I think a lot of things need to be done for lung cancer, plus, of course, other type of cancer too.
What are the key goals and priorities for your work in the upcoming years?
I think in the upcoming year, in fact, what we're doing now is to develop, as I mentioned, AI modeling and also biomarker to guide individualized treatment. For patients which we reported outcomes outstanding, however, like I mentioned, half of them appear don't need it. Immunotherapy. I mean, immunotherapy is not cheap, it's expensive. So if we can minimize this group of people and also individualize the treatment, that would be wonderful. Immunotherapy is not without toxicity. So we're trying to develop AI modeling combined with clinic feature and also radioomic feature and also biomarker feature to develop AI model to predict individualized patient. So in the future, when the patient come based on what's the clinical feature, what's the radiomic feature, and what's the immunologic feature, we can decide, yes, this patient definitely needed immunotherapy in early stage of lung cancer, and this patient don't need immunotherapy at all. So that's something we are developing. Of course, we are also apply the concept for stage four lung cancer, try to develop individualized stage four lung cancer combined ablative radiation therapy plus immunotherapy.
Lastly, what is one piece of wisdom you'd like to share with the field at large?
I think that one thing I want to let the audience know is radiation therapy for most people is think about radiation therapy is just one drug. Give radiation therapy work or not? However, as a radiation oncologist and also biologist, we know different dose of radiation therapy using different technique to give to different patients with different histology, immunostatus, and to the different organ is different efficacy, different toxicity. It's just a different drug. So we should not view radiation therapy as a simple drug. In fact, it's a diverse drug, depends on situation. So if one type of cancer, one kind of dose doesn't work, doesn't mean radiation therapy works. Just mean that drug, that dose in that particular clinic setting doesn't work, which you explore in other type of situation. So that's the concept I wanted to share with the non-radiation oncologists, that because when you say radiation therapy is not a drug, it's just like when you talk about the immunotherapy, it's not only one drug. When you talk about chemotherapy, it's not one drug. It's diverse, different type of drug depends on which indication, which patient, which biology and immunology background. So that's the important part I want to sort of let the non-radiation oncologist know.
Thank you once again, Joe, for joining us today and for the insightful discussion. If you found today's podcast enjoyable, be sure to subscribe to the BioInsights podcast.